We are going forward. We are on Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph. Okay, we're in the Gemara. Starting the Gemara. Mimai. So we said in the Mishnah, let's just read the first line of the Mishnah. Mishabot la Sanhedrin. When it was bottle the Sanhedrin, it was bottle Ashia. We based the Mishnahs from the houses of drinking. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. Mimai Mishabot la Sanhedrin. How do we know then it was bottle of Sanhedrin that was at the same time that they stopped singing in the drinking houses? See, it's talking about. So answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Amakra, because we've got a pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Eicha, it says, and this is talking about the destruction of the first, you know, the time of destruction of the first base of Mikdash, Zakenim Shah, means there's going to be no Zakenim hanging around the Shah. Right, which means Shah is also is an allusion to Beis Din. Right, that was the Lichka Sabayis was in one of the Sharim over there. Okay, so at that time when there's no more Zakenim in the Shah, Shovsu, the Loshen, like the resting, I mean stopping, Bechorim Meginosom, from their singing. Okay, so we see that it's connected. Now we're going to speak about some negative things about Shia, meaning, it's not appropriate anymore. Amarav says, he says, Udna, so Udna is Ozan in Aramaic, the Zayin and the Dalid swap, yeah. Deshoma, Dalid's prefix, Deshoma that hears, Zimra, music, is Ta'akeh, it should be up-eared, his ear should be ripped off. Okay, Amarava, says Rava, Zimra, if there's singing Babesa in the house, comes out, the result is Chorva B'Seifa. There's going to be destruction in the Seifa, which you're going to see in the Pasuk means the doorstep or sill. Sof means doorstep or sill. Shne'emar, Koil Yishorer, there'll be a singing voice, B'Cholon, I suppose you hear it coming out of the window. What the result is going to be Choyrev, which is destruction, Basaf on the threshold, the doorstep, Ki Arza Ara. Right, these last three words we're going to explain what it means. Right, the beginning was understandable. Ki Arza, Arza is like a cedar tree. Ara, what's Ara? So Ara, the Havamin of the Gemara, it's going to be like a city or a town, but the problem doesn't make sense. So it says, what does it mean, ki arza ara? Right? And we're going to say basically, it doesn't make sense. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, says Rebbe Yitzchak, the Bach adds in v'chi, to indicate it's a question, v'chi bayis, a house that's mesubach, that is mesubach, or maybe some say mesuchach, is basically, it's made from, the arazim, from cedar wood. Ear, who? You would call it an ear? I mean, he's got a nice big, nice, you know, strong house, but why would you call that a city or a village? So Ella, no, this is what it means. We're going to basically change the translation of the word Ara, that it doesn't mean, obviously can't mean village. Yeah? Ella, this is the pshat. A filu bayis, even a house that's mesubach, that's basically made out of the arazim from cedar wood, yeah? Misroirea. It's going to get, basically it's going to collapse. So Rashi brings a pasuk from Chazal, it's Aru Aru, right? That's been Edom, Aru Aru, right? Kamo Aru Aru, it's a lashon of destruction. So basically, singing coming out of the windows of the house is an indication that there's going to be destruction in the house coming, right? And we're going to say it's coming from the doorstep. Yeah, Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, Shema Minah, you hear from this following the previous pasuk, Ki Maschil, when it begins, the Chorva, the destruction, B'Seifa, on the doorstep, right, Maschil, it begins. Shenema, we're going to prove, which we just brought in the pasuk, Chorev B'Saf, the destruction is in the doorstep. An alternative source, V'Bai Seima, Mehachla, some people learn it from here. Yeah, Ushia, means basically like desolation. Ukas will strike, yeah, the Shah. Well, really, it's passive. Yeah, the doorway will be struck, The door will be stuck with destruction. So you see, it starts over there.
What's the
house? Right, nowadays they normally get houses from the top with bombs from the roof. Yeah. Okay, Amar Mar Baravashi, it says Mar Baravashi, Lididi, me personally, Chozile, I saw it, this demon of destruction, Umanageach, and it basically strikes people or things, Kitora, like an ox. An ox is a dangerous animal. That's what we just see now. Yeah, we see now that that's how they understood it, how it works. Yeah, the mechanics, yeah. Yeah, that came in now, but it seemed like we were always talking about that. True. Yes. So, Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Zimra, right, so this is heters for singing now, or when you should, right? Dalid, Nagdi. So, Nagdi means the people who draw ships. The word Naged is a good word to get down. Naged is used a lot of times in Chazal. Naged we can use for if you whip somebody. Right, because you're drawing the whips over somebody, and nagged could also can be like the river flowing, yeah. And anyway, so nagdi means drawing, but means here in context it means the people who draw like a boat, you know, like
Zimra was
boat. Zimra is the singing. Okay. Dal is a prefix of nagdi, of the drawers of a boat, yeah. Udabak, right, two prefix of the bakri and of the Bakar, with the people who do Bakar, I mean the herdsmen. Yeah, sorry, that's permissible for them to sing. Because when they're singing, it's not really, it's the singing to, you know, the sailor's song to help them row, I don't know the song, row the boat. Oh, yeah, but I think there's another one. Yeah, they have, right. So when they race, they
keep them in sync.
Yeah, it keeps them in sync, right? So that's fine, because that's part of work. But the Gardi, the weaver's song, is awesome, because that's just schoik. They're just making, I suppose, fun of people, right? We had in the beginning of the Masechta that the women who weaving to the light of the moon, that was speaking about all the Sota women, the naughty women in the right in the nighttime, so while singing. So Rav Huna Bitel Zimra, he made a gezeira to stop people singing, right? It says, you know, he notices people singing. He says, no, you put up, like, said, was making exactly, you shouldn't sing. Now, what happened? It was actually good, because Kom Meir stood up the price, meaning the price stood at Meir 100, right? Avzi means geese, Bezuzza for one zuz. You could buy 100 geese for one zuz, which is a good deal. Yeah, and also a mayor saw, you could buy 100 saw, which is a saw is quite a lot, it's like 8 kilos, but 100 of those, yeah, 8,000, what? Right, 800, sorry, 800 kilos of chitzi bezuzah for a zuz, for one zuz. But lo ibai, and people still don't want to buy. It's too expensive. Maybe, I don't know what Rashi says, that people didn't want to buy it, I don't know why. Okay. Now, so that was Rav Huna. Yeah. Also, Rav Chista came. Rav Chista at a later time. Meaning he stopped people singing, and they got a blessing from heaven with Parnosa because he stopped the singing. Rav Chista came, Vazilzilba Bay. He thought it wasn't such a serious thing. So he didn't make an issue of people singing. Yeah? Now, Iboyi.
That also almost implies that it was a bad thing, like negative.
Yes. So, Iboyi Azva, they wanted an Azva, a goose, Bezuza. For one zuz. Now, one goose for one zuz, v'lo mishtekeach, and it wasn't found. You couldn't get any geese. No geese on the market, even if you paid an exorbitant price. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, Zimri Gavri. Now, if men sing, right, Zimri Gavri, the men, now, v'oni, and afterwards, yeah, oni nashi, and the women sing, you know, so the it's like a chorus, I don't know, whatever, in singing. Basically, the men sing first and the women copy. Yeah, it's pritsusa. That's pritsus. Because that's not good for men to sing, the women sing after. But versus, now let's do it the opposite way around. Zimri noshi, if women sing first, va'oni gavri, and then the men after the women, they could follow along. That's ke'esh, is like fire, but no'iris in chaff. The basis is a prefix, no'iris is chaff, meaning it's really shoots up in fire. It's really, okay.
Good or not?
Bad.
How bad?
Right. So, right, because the point is because the men have to listen to the women how they sing in order to sing after them. So therefore, they're focusing on the women singing, so that's why it's worse. Yeah, but they're both bad, right? Just don't do either, right? So lamai nafgamina. So what's the nafgamina? You know, so answer the Gemara. Libetuli ha, in order to stop, right? To get rid of ha mikami ha before that one. Meaning if there's two, you know, I suppose the drinking houses, the drinking house where the men sing first and the women sing afterwards, or the other way around, you can have a bottle of ones that the women sing first.
Wait, now, the bottle of the one the women sing before, and even the men sing,
yes,
that's better than...
Correct. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
What?
No, no issue with them drinking together.
Okay, good point. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the parol. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hashoisa, anyone who drinks alcohol, but arba with four mini types of zema, four types of song, musical accompaniment, basically, which we saw in the past, which we're going to see in the pasuk. Yeah, four different kinds of instruments, a four-piece band. Yeah, maybe. Right, he brings chamesh purnios, five kinds of bad things, you know, destructive things, lo'olam, to the world.
So that comes with four and the drinking. So that like comes with five.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. That's a nice point. That's nice. Maybe. Yeah, it's four. Right. It's yeah, lo'olam. Shneema, we're gonna pop a pasuk. I don't. Yeah, we're gonna like analyze the pasuk when we show it. So I don't know why. Yeah. Now, first of all, so hoy is woe. Yeah. Mashkimi beboika, the people get up in the morning. Sheikhar yodofo, they'll chase after beer. Right, comma. Right. Ma'achri beneshef, the like late into the night. Neshef is like the evening time sometimes, right? So basically late into the night, yayin, the wine will yadlikem, will ignite them, will get them fiery. Okay, vahaya, and it's counted to the posuk, or maybe it's the next posuk, vahaya kinor, and there'll be a harp, vanevel is a lyre, vatoif is like a drum, vacholil is like a flute, the yayin and the drinking wine, mishtehem, is their drinking, with parting with. The s, and this causes espoil Hashem, the deeds, the works of Hashem, lo yabitu, they will not look at. So basically they start ignoring Hashem and they just start enjoying their drinking with the wine. Oh, Marksi Acharov, what does this cause? It says Luchain, therefore Gola Ami, you become exiled, my nation, Mibli Das, without Das. Meaning, I suppose, maybe without consent. You're going to just get relocated, kicked out. Right, so Shigurmim, the court, so this that was the Pasuk, right? Right, Lochain Gola Ami Bli Das. And it explains the Gemara, Shigurmim Galos Loilam. They're going to cause Galos to the world. So that was number one. First of all, if you're drinking with a four-piece band, yeah, you're going to cause golos. Now, uchvoidoi mesei rav, right, that's the posuk. Uchvoidoi means the dignified ones. Mesei means loshen death, from rav, from starvation. So the people are going to die from starvation. So that's two, right, so the Gemara explains. Shemaviyin, that they bring rav l'oilam, they're going to bring famine to the world. Now, continues the posuk. Vahamoinoi, and it's like multitude, siche, soma, they're going to be really thirsty. Right, so I suppose that we're already starving, Yeah, so what's the thirst over here? That was the end of the pasuk. We're going to say it's for Torah. Shagormim, should they cause the Torah, which is Nimshol Lamayim, yeah, Shatishtakeach, that's going to be forgotten, Milomdea, from the people who learn it. Okay, continues, this is the part, I think we jump up maybe pasuk over here, but it's in the same place. V'yishach means Lashon, like bow down. Yeah, so it'll go to the floor. V'yishpoil, and it'll become lowly, the ish. Right? Shigurmim, shiflus, causing lowliness, l'soinu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the one who hates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means, right, it's Lashon Sagi Nahar. I mean, the one who means really means kaviyachol to Hashem. The causing Hashem to become lower in the world, meaning it's there's going to be hest upon him instead of haras upon him. Ve'ein ish, we saw this in the before. Ish is an allusion, elokadosh baruch hu, right? Is that Hashem? Shneimar, Hashem ish milchama, because we know Hashem is an ish milchama, so therefore we know that's talking about Hashem. Now, number five. The last thing it causes, ve'enei gevoyim tishpelna, and the eyes of the high ones, yeah, who should be high, are going to become lowly. Tishpelna is like shofal, fall, lowly. Explains the Gemara, shigormim shiflus shel Yisrael, they cause the Am Yisrael to be lowly, and that's a bad thing. Markus Ivacharav, what does it say afterwards? It says lochein, says in that, therefore. Hirchiva means it opened wide. Sheol is hell. Nafsha, it's it's appetite, meaning it's open. That's kind of loose translation. Upara, para means opened. Pia, it's mouth. Right, it's supposed to gobble up. Right, the vlichoik, right, without a choik, means there's no limit. Right, choik is where we put a choik. I suppose we limit things. Yeah, the yorad hadra, and it will go down. So we're talking about Sion over here, right? Will go down. It's hadra, it's glory, right? The hamoin, right? We just had that in the right with Avraham Avinu, hamon goyim, right? The multitude, yeah. Ushuna, and shuna means the hordes, yeah. The oleis ba, and the joy within it.
What was that?
Sha'oina means horde.